quality of Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. All right.
There you go.
It's loud in here tonight, huh?
I think we have different headphones or something.
Is that? No.
Do I have your headphones?
Possibly.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, by the way, we don't call them headphones. We call them cans.
Okay, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, this is radio, baby doll.
I got your cans, dude.
Yeah, looking good. Oh, for Christ's sake. You know my my plan to get this goddamn city moving?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they by the way, made the left turn light to get onto the street where Westwood 1 is.
Mm-hmm.
They doubled it.
Yeah.
Just to screw with you.
It doesn't bother me. I just drive through it.
Yeah.
I drive through every red arrow I see. Yeah. Every goddamn red arrow I see, I drive through. I was just trying to, you know, my plan is, because the city's really starting to bottleneck. Seems like over the last 6 months, really just slowing down even more.
I agree with you.
Population is growing.
Is that, or are we just moving around different times of day than we used to?
A little each, but the population is growing by leaps and bounds in this city.
I guess so.
A lot of stupid people over here. A lot of retards from other countries that don't drive very well. And people don't move so good.
Mm.
And then you then combine that with an overzealous police force who raises billions of dollars each year raping the public. And you get everyone dragging ass in this town. I was coming out of an appointment this morning. I was trying to turn. This drives me nuts. I try to turn right. I try to get around people and sort of slide into other lanes and turn right if someone's going straight and the signal's red. Sometimes I need someone to move forward 4 feet, 3 feet, 2 feet, so I can just get around them.
Oh, no.
I got on the horn. So anyway, people were just sitting at the red light.
Yeah.
There's a car in front of me, and it was about, had about 6 feet between its bumper and the bumper of the other car that was just parked. I gave a little tap on the horn to let them, you know, if you inch up, 8 inches, and I'm getting by you.
Yeah.
No movement. Another tap on the horn. Now they rolled ahead 2 inches and stopped. Again, still 8 feet from the car in front of them. And now, I haven't done this in my whole life.
Lean.
I sat
Lean.
On the horn.
Yeah.
I just sat there, and I just leaned on it.
And?
For a 10 count. No movement. And I just needed this C to move forward 6 goddamn feet. Actually, I need to move forward 6 goddamn inches. She had 6 feet so that I could slide into the right lane.
Younger person? Older person?
Hard to tell.
Yeah.
Hard to tell. But I don't know what the F is going on in this town, and I don't know why a horn doesn't mean anything anymore.
Except, how dare you? You're honking at me.
I could get this town moving 40% faster if people would shake their ass just a little bit, and if politicians will get behind me on my shake your ass, you F's campaign.
What's with the Magnum Trojan hat you're wearing?
Shake your A, you F's. You know they have these posters everywhere all over town, like, you know, for Caltrans and stuff. The Cone Zone. Mind the Cone Zone. Or some picture of a fat guy in an orange windbreaker. And it says, give him a break. Or all this stuff. Basically saying, don't run over any Caltrans guys or road workers or any of that. How about the new campaign? Shake your A, you F.
What would the picture be?
Be a picture of me with my thumb in a drill sergeant's outfit doing that move out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and with a pistol. In my other hand.
Thank
you.
Get on your knees, scumbag!
Thank you. What hat am I wearing tonight, Drew?
Magnum Trojans.
I'm wearing my Trojan hat.
Did I get you that?
I have no idea.
That's good.
When you're in my line, Drew, you get a lot of hats.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, that's in my line.
I had to debate condoms with Bill O'Reilly tonight. It was interesting.
Yeah?
Interesting? Yeah, he's good.
Why? What's he want?
There's a study that came out that showed that if you provide condoms for kids in high school, it doesn't mean they're going to all run have sex. In fact, it doesn't change their sexual behavior at all.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah, shocking.
Shocking.
So, surprise, surprise.
Well, what were you debating about?
Well, you know, you never know what you're going to get into with him. And he took a totally different angle and started saying that it shouldn't be the place of the schools to distribute condoms. Which I kind of agree.
All right. I kind of agree, too. Tara?
Yes.
You're 21?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Well, I have a question. I have wanted breast implants for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my husband, we've been married for 3 years, and we have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And after I had him, my breasts, I'm a B cup,
mm-hmm.
they got enormous, and I was just
show wonderful. I just felt so wonderful. It just made me feel so good. And
then you got the deflated balloon thing afterwards, right?
Yes. Unfortunately, after I quit breastfeeding, they went down a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my husband's in the military right now, and
well, did you get what's called involutional changes of pregnancy? Did you get that sort of fried egg on, you know what I mean, that
hanging on the chapstick?
Yeah, yeah.
A little, yeah.
Okay, well, that's one of the conditions that, you know, people advocate using breast implants for.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I've been looking into it recently, and I was talking to my husband about it, and he was like, why do you want them, you know? And he's like, do you want guys looking at you? I'm like, no, I want them for myself. And, of course, you know, you'd benefit from it. And he sounded not too... I mean, supportive about it. And yeah. I was just wondering, you know, I would do it anyway, just for myself.
It's a little different, you know, when it's being used, when you have the involutional changes, because they have to do it above the muscle, and it's a little different procedure than
really?
If you do. Yeah, because if they just do it below the muscle, you have a swollen area with this thing hanging off.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little different. They have to fill that area of the breast that's
like
sort of
female
deflated.
Bodybuilders.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So grotesque.
But if I got them, do you think it would... How would I make him feel better about...
No.
If you need to do it for yourself, you need to just go do it for yourself.
I'm sure he'll bounce.
He'll be fine.
He'll snap
but
back.
But I don't want him to, you know... Little things like that, I've noticed, can destroy marriages, you know.
No, you never notice that.
If something like that destroys a marriage, this is in far more shaky ground than we imagine.
Okay. Another question is...
Wait a minute. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm sorry.
What kind of... what branch of the military is he in?
Army.
When's he coming back?
Well, right now he's in his AIT, the schooling.
Uh-huh.
And he will be... stationed somewhere. He gets out of that in October and we'll be stationed.
Where are you getting the money for this?
He brings in good money.
He brings in good money.
Yeah. Enough to multi-thousand.
We're saving.
All right.
He brings in good money?
Yeah.
What's his rank?
Yeah, remember, think of the cost of living in some parts of the country.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, nothing.
Considering I'm in Texas.
Where in Texas are you?
In the east part of Texas.
What part is that?
The desert part.
No, more the country, I guess you'd say. Like
she doesn't want anybody identifying.
Okay,
her.
That's fine.
That's all right.
But look, do what you want.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good times.
Good times. Jason?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on. All right. Pat Nass, follow Jason.
Yeah, I wonder if he's... Let's try it again.
Drew?
Well, it may be bogus. It may be he's just an a-hole.
Let me tell you what Jason is. And let me tell you what you are. Jason is the sour milk that I just took a swig out of in the refrigerator.
You know it right away.
You are the guy who says, do it again, double check. I'm the guy who says, I got grape nuts hanging from my lip, green grape nuts. I'm
and you're
done.
Gonna puke.
And
yeah.
You're saying, nah, taste it one more time.
Well, I kind of saying, let me try.
Okay.
Jason?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Not much.
What'd you call about?
Well, my wife recently had a baby. Recently, 3 weeks ago, she had a baby.
And you're 19. Is she 19 also?
Yeah, she's 19 also.
3 weeks ago, baby. All right.
Yeah, and and before, like a month and a half, plus the 3 weeks, so I guess for about a month and a half now, we hadn't had sex. Hmm. And in that time, I've been jerking it. Not like every day. It's picked up more.
Mm-hmm.
It started every 2 days, and then, you know,
picking up
every one.
Sure.
They're like, yeah.
That's a reality.
And
okay, yeah.
What?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm wondering if, you know, if I keep doing the way I'm doing, I'm thinking I'm going to build up a tolerance for when the 6 weeks are over that they say you have to wait, that I'll last a little bit longer because, you know, if I didn't go for 6 weeks, I'd be like the minute man.
You think, is that going to embarrass you or going to sort of
not really
clue your wife into what you've been doing?
No.
He's saying this might work better.
Might work better, that's right.
She's what?
She's objecting pretty much because, you know, she keeps asking me, you know, why do you need to do that? And I'm like, cuz.
If she has to ask that, she has a complete and lack of understanding of the human, the human male.
I totally agree with that. She does have a complete lack of understanding.
She does not understand how the male functions, and that's many women in this country because there's no information out there that's real about how male works.
Yeah.
I know.
Listen, you're fine. You're doing...
They work.
You're doing what you're supposed to do. You're taking care of your biology, and you're waiting. You're taking care of your wife, and that's fine.
You got to wait 6 weeks after you have a kid?
He may have to wait longer. He doesn't understand that yet.
Oh, really?
Well, there's things that change for quite a while.
Drew is a man of supreme passion. It must have been a difficult time for you.
Yeah, I can't. It was a painful time, so much so I can't remember it.
Right.
Yeah. Then nature pushes those things out of your memory. It was horrible, horrible times.
Drew went to New Jack City, everybody. This is, by the way, why you don't get married and crank 19. Out a kid with 19-year-olds. Yeah. They're girls. They're just little screwed-up girls.
Right.
He's a little screwed-up boy. They argue over how often he beats off.
Right.
It's you have endless energy for every argument when you're 19 years old.
And for
she thinks it's cheating. It's like, honey, you just cranked out a kid. You can't have intercourse with your husband for a couple of months. He's now beating off. You're going to attack him? Really? Is your plan?
He'll be starting to
You want him to F your sister?
That, or he'll have night emissions regularly.
You'll wake up. He's going to be...
A sea of semen.
He's going to be face-effing you. I'm really throwing the F around tonight, Drew.
It's nice. It's good times.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I give this relationship 10 minutes.
No.
15. Jamie?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I have a poem I thought you might like. I wrote it a couple nights ago, and you were on a weed trip tonight, so I thought you might appreciate it.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, that's last night's show, but go ahead.
All right. Weed, you make me.
By the way, our affiliates have asked us not to point those things out.
Oh.
All right? Here you go.
She did it.
I know.
Well, look, it's good.
Let it be. I know.
Well, hold on a second. Turn the music down. Our affiliates don't want us to talk about a day delay. Nobody told me about that, by the way. So don't say our affiliates pointed that out to us, because I never heard anything about it, number one. Number two, it's confusing to the stoners who have been listening for the last 11 minutes and never heard me talk about weed.
Well, right, that's true.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Weed, you make me oh so happy. My thoughts slow down and a smile finally replaces a frown. A single moment lasts forever, yet time won't sit still never. It passes fast with no hesitation ever to leave behind or just forget the ones who can't stay clever. Those are the ones that give weed a bad name, play the game wrong, and make legalization take too damn long. So get high, but please, I beg you, do your right. Put down your pipe long enough to fight for the right to live the high life.
Yeah, that's beautiful, baby.
You're going to do it. Do it smart. Stay at home. Don't be dumb.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah,
I thought you finished, and then you kind of
there's a coda
tanked an addendum.
Hey, Jamie, when you're writing odes of love to cannabis
at 25,
not a good sign. You're gonna have trouble putting this one down.
Well, now it's one thing if you're 15 and you're in detention, and you got an hour and 45 minutes to kill, and it's a hot summer, and you're just sitting there staring at a peachy folder, and you got nothing but a ballpoint pen. Then write Ode to Weed.
It could be elaborate pictures about...
Or doodle whatever it takes to get through the day. But if you're 25 sitting at home and doing your Ode to Weed, that's not a good sign.
That's marijuana addiction. Marijuana addicts love pot. And when you can't stop it and you are preoccupied with it, it doesn't stop. It's an opioid effect on those people, and it is a very difficult addiction to stop.
But you got talent, baby. I'll give you that. Let me. You junior college?
I'm sorry?
Junior college?
No, actually, I'm a professional. I've been in sales for the last 10 years.
No college.
I started in telemarketing when I was 16.
Yeah, no college.
I've been in it ever since.
All right, well.
Middle management, right. Pay my own bills.
No college.
All right, no college.
Yeah,
okay.
We got it.
Are you doing okay, though? You're paying your own bills?
Oh, absolutely.
You're not paying someone else's bills, and then they're paying your bills?
Oh, no.
You're paying your own.
You bet.
That's big of you.
And depressed.
And what's going on? You have a man in your life?
Oh, absolutely.
You do. So
good. Love of my life.
Good guy.
Oh yeah, been with him 2 years.
2 years. Any kids?
No.
Does he do a lot of drinking?
No.
What's he do?
We smoke. That's it.
Marijuana.
What does he do though? Does he have a job?
Oh yeah, he lays carpet.
Lays carpet.
Well, yeah. He's professional too.
In business for himself. Brings home a big paycheck.
He's got to kicks the.
He hits
but
the.
But we keep our money separate.
What is that thing called?
Yeah, it's one of those knee tackers. What the hell is it's a stretcher. Yeah, you know what they're doing with those things? They put that tackless strip around the perimeter.
Yeah, yeah, tackless.
It's called tackless strip.
It's got tacks in it, though, right?
You've never seen a strip with more tacks in it.
What's that?
It's like the strip is a piece of wood that's an eighth of an inch thick, and it's about an inch wide, and it comes in like 3 foot lengths, and it's called tackless strips, and in that length...
4,000 tacks.
7,500 tacks in there. Tackle strip, everybody. What? It's called tackle strip because you no longer have to tack the carpet down.
I see.
Still, could have done a better job.
But just tack strips.
That may have worked.
Would have been okay?
That may have worked. That may have worked. Anyway, that thing they use with the knee stretches the carpet over the tackless strip. All right. But anyway, Jamie sounds like she's right on target. She's doing good.
Have fun. I'll talk to y'all later.
Hey, all right. Hey, how about a poem about laying carpet?
A poem about laying carpet?
Yeah.
Well, just yesterday, my man Shane, he laid some carpet and brought home a new game. We sat down, we played it for a long time, you see, and this is the way he and me be. We spend our nights just in front of the TV, and then after 10, we turn you on again. But that's all I have to say, really. I must go now. It's time for me to lay down my head. You see, I'm stoned now.
Freestyling, baby. Nice.
Have fun.
Are you called back anytime?
All right, bye.
All right, next time. I'm going to see if she can think of something that rhymes with linoleum. It's going to be tough.
Oh, my.
You got to admit, that was pretty good,
Carl.
That
was very good.
It's not like we rehearsed that either.
No.
Angela?
There
I like it, is, I like it when white guys rap and they go, every white guy raps does this. My name is Drew and I'm here to say... I like to be a doctor each and every day. You know, they start with that.
Yeah.
My, yeah. That's the white guy. Right. Here we come, a truck in
it.
Bet you wonder where we've been. We're a team that can't be beat. Because we're funky on our feet.
Yeah. Angela.
Yeah.
Hi, what's going on?
Yeah. 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boyfriend kind of, you know, won't go down on me.
Mm-mm.
Hmm. What kind of boyfriend is that?
Black one.
What?
Do you do that to your boyfriend? You do it to him? You do it to him.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about, this is sort of an aggressive move, but saying, hey, look, if I'm going to do this to you, if you want this to continue.
I asked him before, but he says he just doesn't get into it.
No.
Yeah.
This won't go on any longer unless you reciprocate. What he likes needs to be reciprocated. If he wants to get what he likes, he needs to provide what you like.
Angela.
See how that works?
I'm not sure if she knows what reciprocate means.
No.
Okay.
Who's whispering to her?
That's
what?
Her.
No, yeah. Somebody was whispering
it's
to her.
Look. Hey.
It's the little person.
Oh, Kazoo?
It's my little person.
Oh, it's Kazoo. It is Kazoo.
Yeah. Who are you talking to?
Does she call you Dum Dum?
What?
Who are you talking to?
My little sister.
Okay. What's she doing?
This sounds like really stupid, but she keeps hitting me.
Why don't we put her on the phone here?
How old is she?
15.
Oh, she's got to sit around and hear about your oral sex problems?
What?
All right.
And she's cool.
Yeah, I know. How old's your boyfriend?
26.
Oh, 26.
Whoa.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with him?
What's wrong with him? Nothing.
He's an a-hole. He's too old for you. All right. Good times.
We can't concentrate on this.
We have nothing but tards call this show. Almost exclusively, Drew.
Your point?
That's my point.
Yeah.
Huh? I say we declare, we make tomorrow night all tard night, and I bet we get nothing but geniuses calling the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, nothing ever works out on the show whenever I make a declaration or ask for a certain theme or topic to the show.
Yes,
tomorrow night, tard night. We only want retarded questions. Do you hear me?
Retarded questions or retarded people?
Both.
Both, all right.
Michael?
Yeah?
Oh, well, here you go.
There you go. You're 13. What's up?
I got a man here that reached 50 hobo power.
Oh, really?
Without rolling up the windows in the car or turning on the heat.
Who puked?
He broke wind and made 50 hobo power?
I am not kidding you. I threw up.
You threw up?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Now, where were you? Hold on, Anderson.
We need some details.
How dare you?
This
is important.
This is a breakthrough moment.
Yeah. It's a watershed.
Outside.
Out of doors.
Stuck his ass in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And blew the most wicked thing you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
It was like taking rotting cat poo and just leaving it in 100 degree heat.
Yeah,
and then opening up the bag.
And you vomited immediately?
Yes.
How much time elapsed?
How much time?
Yeah. From the time he broke wind to the time he vomited.
We need to check the records here.
Pretty damn quick. I'd say less than a second.
What, does a gagging?
Spontaneous?
Or
yeah. Spontaneous vomiting? Did something come out of your mouth?
Something came out of my mouth.
Did all the contents of your stomach were represented?
Yes, on the ground.
Oh, wow. That's nice. That's nice.
Well, that's true 50 hobo pounds.
Yeah, that's by definition.
Yeah.
Now, this is wonderful.
Hobo power is a unit of stink measurement we came up with some years ago, actually.
Yeah.
Well, what was it now, Drew?
A couple years ago. Was it that long ago?
I was on the TV show. Hobo power?
Were we really talking about that there?
Hell yes.
Oh, my God. My memory.
Hobo power was, you know, year one or two of the TV show.
Really?
Really.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I would have said like 2 years ago.
Hell no. No,
but I have a faint memory of talking about it on the television show. You're right.
It's a unit of stink measurement. And the thought is that 50 hobo power is when somebody vomits.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know what the stink is. Now, it could come from anything.
Yeah. Well, it's just a unit of smell, of stench.
Right. It's like 50 horsepower could come from a car engine, a plane engine, or a boat engine. Doesn't matter. It's 50 horsepower, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So
50 hobo power.
You vomit, that's 50 hobo power.
It's sort of most poetic when it's from the ass, would you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know that's what you're searching for. So.
One would hope, yeah. Gary?
Hey, Adam.
You're 21?
Yeah, 21.
Yeah.
I have a question. It's mostly might be for Drew.
All right. We got to take a break. It wasn't for me, Drew. I thought it'd be a good time to take a break.
That's good.
Who are we going to talk to?
We'll talk to Gary.
Out? Really?
Yeah. No?
He didn't sound like the life of the party, that kid.
All right.
Jenny? Mm-hmm. Sex with boyfriend is rare. Last time she got sense close. What?
She's
sense,
up. It hurts when she
closed up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not
all right.
Quicker.
Well, talk to Jenny.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk to Gary.
All right.
After this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, let's see. Let's get back to the phones here. What do you say there, buddy?
You.
Bread and butter.
Don't drop trout, dude.
Hey, this is close to dropping trout. Speaking of dropping trout, I got a little sack smell going on.
Yeah, what's with the... I've never seen you with short pants on before.
Well, you know what the kids are calling them? They're just calling them shorts now, Drew.
No, I know, but I wanted to sort of communicate...
I know. You know them as knickers.
Yeah, that they weren't knickers, and they weren't a bathing suit, and they weren't...
shorts. I'm wearing shorts.
And I've never seen shorts before.
Well, I'll tell you what. I usually... my routine is...
You're going to scare me now with something. Go ahead.
It's unfair to call what I do working out. I exercise for about 20 minutes, like a prisoner would.
With a heavy bag.
No, I don't. That's like down in my garage, you know. I'm just like, my hands are too screwed up to do that too much anyway. Thank you.
I thought doing that regularly.
No. I mean, no. I. You're talking about boxing?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just once a week with a guy. Other than that, I just skip a little rope in my living room.
And that's what you did tonight.
Just break a sweat.
In your shorts, yeah.
Yeah, and I usually start my workout about my exercise about 12, about 9:05.
Yeah.
And I skip rope like a maniac for about 20 minutes. And then I jump in the shower. Mm. I'm on the road by 9:34. And it only takes me 23 minutes to get here. So I got plenty of time. But tonight ran a little long. Didn't have time for the shower. So I just came over here.
Got it.
I noticed I got a little sack scent going.
Oh, God. I haven't yet encountered it. But,
I get that. I don't get the under the arm thing going. But
yeah,
I will get the sack thing going. I have noticed
that. How many
before.
Hobo power got going tonight?
Just
a couple?
Boring bit.
I got about
six and a half.
I may be able to fight back tonight.
Oh no, Drew.
Oh yeah.
Not with the gas. Jenny?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, let's see. I've been with my boyfriend for about 10 months. A little over 10 months. And when we first got together, the sex was incredible and amazing and everything. But I had a pregnancy scare, and then I had another one. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to get on birth control, and hopefully that will get me over my funk, because I was not wanting to have sex at all.
Because for fear of pregnancy.
Well, basically for the fear of pregnancy, but not only that, but I was just not feeling turned on anymore. I wasn't feeling
deprived.
I don't know. That's why I'm, having problems.
Did something else happen? Did you start birth control?
No, I have not started birth control. But the most recent episode where we try to make love, it started out fine and everything, but within a minute and a half, I started to close up to the point where he couldn't even penetrate me anymore.
Because you're so nervous.
Yeah, well, nervous. I've been with him 10 months.
No, but you're, as you said, worried about, anxious about the possibility of a pregnancy. Evidently.
You closed up around him like a dog, or was he not in you yet? Really?
No, it got to the point where, I told him to pull out, because it was so painful and, have me relax a second, but then he couldn't even enter me anymore.
Ooh.
And it's progressively become to that extreme over the past several months. And it's like then the fear of that kind of stuff happening keeps me from wanting to have sex. But, it's not that I don't feel sexually attractive. It's not that my boyfriend's sexually attractive.
All right, quiet down. Did any ever get abused or anything?
Me? No, never.
This is sort of what vaginismus is. It can be sort of a learned behavior that gets going, and it has to be kind of unlearned, just like fear of flying or other kinds of phobic reactions.
How do we do it? Graduated Lucite cylinders?
Well, that's what some people advocate.
Yeah.
I would hope that in this case you could just learn to sort of ease into it. If your boyfriend is understanding and takes this slow and spends a few days sort of working on this, that you'll kind of relax about it. But one of the things you need to do to be realistically reassured is to be on birth control, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's first order business.
And the easy part would be, besides me just getting on, birth control, would be for him to use a condom. But he's Catholic, and a lot of Catholics don't believe in birth control, and that's become an issue with him. And so that's kind of unfair that I'm the one that has to be on birth control.
It's okay for you.
Hold on.
That is bizarre thinking. This story needs to be more.
She's angry.
Yeah.
Because she said, the easy way for us to do it would be for him to do this, but he's not going to do this.
Well, let's pick him apart for a second. Think about his psyche.
What?
Listen, I'm not going to collude with the devil, but you go ahead. Because you're already kind of soiled, so you enjoy your relationship with the devil here.
Plus, there's nothing in the good book that says anything about cornholing.
Ugh.
And certainly we could do that. Yeah. Hey, Jenny?
Yes.
Yeah, hold on a second. You know what we do a lot of with religious folks on this show, or whenever we talk about religion, we go, "Oh, this guy's a hypocrite, and this guy's stupid because he says that he doesn't want to do this, but yet he does that." Most religions, you got to be half retarded to be into in the first place. Who are we kidding? What kind of pie in the sky crap is this? You know what I mean? Of course, you're an idiot. Basing your life on some old book, some old bearded Jews wrote a million years ago, and you're looking up toward the heavens every five
just
seconds.
Just remember, humans need some of this.
I know, they're stupid. That's why they need it. Go ahead. Hey, Jenny?
Yeah.
Yeah, they need it. You need the Easter Bunny when you're five.
I think, to really fill out our impression of Jenny, you need to see her. You know what I mean? Her voice sounds so reasonable.
Yeah.
I think we're missing something.
What's up with this guy? We don't trust him now.
Well, he's a great guy. He doesn't even attempt to turn me on or have sex with me, or he really doesn't even mention it anymore because he knows I have a lot of hang-ups.
Oh,
what are your hang-ups?
I just don't feel like having sex.
Well, because
it's not a lot of hang-ups. That's one big hang-up that is caused from something else, and he didn't give us any kind of answer there.
Well, honestly, I don't. There was just a point in our relationship where I just did not feel, like I wanted to have sex with him anymore.
You're angry at this guy.
You're done with him.
You're done.
You're done with this guy. Jenny, what are you talking about? He's supposed to be nice and a great guy.
Yeah.
And maybe he is, but you're just not into him anymore.
Yeah. You're not into this guy.
And then another thing that's been worrying me is that I've been having extreme fantasies and thinking a lot about other men. And
done.
Jenny, please. Why do you have to present the pie in the sky? Why don't you just be honest with yourself about how you're feeling and You should be into this guy, but you're not. Your body's telling you you're not, and you're not. It's fine. It's great.
You want a bad boy.
That's what being 24 is all about.
You want a bad boy agnostic.
We've talked about this. We haven't broken up over this, but we've talked about this. And I told him that, you know, it's just not there for me anymore. And then, you know, we spend some time apart and stuff, and, you know, and then we start kind of hanging out again and no sex. I mean,
well, you're right. Done, Jenny. You're
She's
just
done.
You're done, done, done. Listen to your body, for God's sakes.
Your vagina's trying to kick this guy out.
Yes.
She's evicting his penis from your premises.
To the curb, yes.
True. Get down with the curb talk. Blah. Jenny?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes, I am.
What's the problem, baby doll?
Well, I just need some advice. I've been going to a strip club with some friends of mine for about a year and a half. Mm. And I've become friends with a dancer at this club. She initiated an outside friendship. We've hung out a few times.
She initiated it.
I'm sorry, what?
She initiated it.
Yes, she did.
How'd she do that?
Well, she just started asking me if we wanted to go out for dinner, we go see movies. And the other day, she started being intimate with me, and I backed off. I really like this girl, but I don't know if she's into this for money or if she really likes me.
Hmm.
And no. I'm really not sure
it.
How to...
What do you mean, into it for money? How much money do you have?
I'm pretty well off. I have a nice job.
Now that means $9.50 an hour to one of our callers.
Actually, I make $10 an hour.
$10 an hour. Yeah, but she makes hundreds an hour.
All right, sure. Hold on a second. $10 an hour is not well off. Our phone screeners laugh at $10 an hour. Maybe not. More coffee, by the way. $10 an hour. Strippers ain't going after you like you're some fat Arab sultan or something that they're just going to try
funny,
to soak for their money.
This for you and I with the low self-esteem. It's so hard to understand these people. I'm so attractive. You make them like, how? And it's like the people that try out for American Idol. It's like, don't you hear how you sing?
People
are amazing.
She sees me pull up in that 89 Ford Festiva and sees the keys jingling to the one-bedroom apartment off the interstate, and she sees money, dollar signs in her eyes, Drew. Know what I'm saying? When she sees the generic Cheerios in the cupboard, that's when she goes for the jugular. $10 an hour. She's trying to soak her for her money. This chick makes $10 every 10 seconds when she's up on stage.
That's right.
Christ's sake. Jessica.
Hi.
No.
Oh, wrong one. Sorry. Jenny. I got the J screwed up. Jenny?
Yes.
First off, what's the matter with you? You sound like a half a man. You angry?
Half a man.
You just sound angry.
No, actually, I'm okay.
Okay, why can't you trust... Okay, she initiates wanting to hang out with you. You go out to some movies. You go out for some meals. Then she's attracted to you. She tries to put a move on you. You're wondering that she's just going after you for your money, but you don't have any money?
I didn't know what to expect.
Well, who makes more money, you or her?
Most likely her.
Okay, so why is she going after you for your money when you don't really make any
What's
money?
What's the move she's made on you?
Half Nelson.
Well, she's touched me. She's tried kissing me.
Right. Okay.
That's as far as it's gone.
Okay. Right. What's up with you, baby? You're lesbian, right?
I'm sorry. What?
Are you a lesbian?
Yes, I am.
Are you?
You're
okay?
A lesbian.
Are you okay? Were you ever abused?
No abuse. I have my parents are divorced, but they get along, and I've had a happy life so far.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you sound like you've been through the ringer a couple times. Nothing.
Well,
everything's good.
I should have mentioned this. I have had a relationship with a dancer before, and it was very, very bad.
Mm-hmm. Then you were making $8.75 an hour, but she went after you, right?
And by the way, people that have happy lives don't pick those kinds of people to be involved with.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Jenny, just sounds. Sounds like you're in a little bit of pain, or you don't trust people, or you don't like people, or you feel uncomfortable in your own skin, or something.
Wow, okay.
All right. But anyway, look, if she likes you and you like her, then have a good time.
But what is this business of her seeking out strippers? And...
I don't know. Jenny, there's something going on with you. There's something up. And this chick's a stripper, and she's a lesbian or bisexual. She's probably got a little energy, and she's going to be a little chaotic. So don't expect a long and smooth journey with her. Hey, Bob Sabala, have a love of that. Well, all our girls are part lesbian. Blah, 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 blah. If you make more than $10 an hour, they're coming after your purse strings, gentlemen. Businessman's lunch. 3 o'clock, blah, blah, blah. ATM machine, blah, blah, blah. Jenny, stage five, stage five, Jenny. Blah, 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 blah. Drop trap, blah, 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 blah.
I didn't know the morning DJs did strip club announcement.
Yeah, same guy.
Nice.
Right.
But, Jenny, this...
All right, well...
There's something really going on with you, Jenny. I don't know what. You're not going to tell us, but...
Boy, I can hear something in her voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
Want to dissect?
No.
No, all right.
She just sounds angry and sort of... She sounds like she's talking and gritting her teeth at the same time.
Oh, yes.
She's going to be soaked for $10 an hour. Hold on, I can't help torturing myself. That's Jenny?
Oh, Jenny. Right.
Yeah. I just want to see if that's before or after taxes. Realize Jenny's bringing home like $262.50 a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. What do you say there, Jerry Skeet?
Fair enough.
Oxycontin snorter, huh?
Good times.
When we come back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Maybe we should appeal for an attorney to call and explain this to us. Come on.
No, Drew.
Yes, come on.
Drew and I have been arguing about a schedule.
I'm not arguing. I'm just
car lease for the last 2 years.
Boring.
I know.
Any attorney, Brian, no. Sarah, attorney that understands leases.
No. I've spoke to 1,000 attorneys in my life. They never told me any goddamn thing. I never learned a goddamn thing from them, except for...
Slippery slope.
Look, here's when I knew all attorneys were tards. 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 A deal I signed with my manager, which was completely bogus, number one. Number two, our show Crank Yankers was supposed to be called Prank Puppets. And we had an attorney explaining why that was why that couldn't be done. Why, if somebody sued us with the name Prank Puppets and brought us into court, there's just we'd lose everything we had because of that name. And I said, "Are you high? You got the word prank and puppet. Huh? What do you mean?" And No, Crank Yankers was going to be called Prank Puppets, and the Comedy Central attorneys wouldn't let us do it, and explained why, though never made us understand it. And that's when I knew they were just idiots, just a-hole idiots. And then they lie, too. They do this, too. Like, I swear to Christ, I was yelling at the woman, "Are you high? Are you kidding? Are you stupid? Or are you high? What do you mean?" What it was is Prank Puppets implied malice.
Mm. Just the word
I said, "Are you high?" Yeah, that word prank.
Ugh.
Implied malice. Yeah, like, yeah, sure. Everyone knows a prank. Here's a good prank. Take a chainsaw and cut some guy's heart out.
Yeah.
That's a prank. That's a funny prank. Prank is where you take whipped cream and you put it on a plastic plate and you hit a ball player in the face with it while he's doing an interview. That's a prank.
Yes. Let's look up
idiots.
Prank.
Look it up. All right, well, here's the point. You know what attorneys do that always makes you sick?
Yeah.
They do this one. "Well, I didn't know myself, so I spoke to Herb Wasserman, and when he heard the title, oh, he about fainted."
You know the problem? It's the first definition is a malicious act.
Yeah.
Second, a mildly mischievous act.
Well, how is it?
A ludicrous act.
Yeah, but it's like that. You got to go by what how society defines it.
Yeah, and it looks like
the dictionary says.
Looks like the malicious act may be an obsolete.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
It's like when people say gay.
Mm.
"That fella's gay." What does that mean? He blows guys? Yes. Used to mean he was happy, right?
Uh-huh.
Now he's happy because he's blowing guys. All right, Drew, put the dictionary away. Joe?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Well, I've been taking MS Cotton and OxyContin for about a year and a half for low back pain, and I got in the habit of crushing up the OxyContin and you know, doing that up. And
well, the reason you're having the back pain now is because of these opiates. When you get off the opiates, the pain will go away. I guarantee it.
Well, I've been taking narcotic painkillers for, let's see, 11 years since I've been 13.
Well, that's why you have the back pain.
Why?
This is going to need to be treated.
Why are you snorting it?
That's what gets a quicker, higher effect.
Well, see, one time I hurt my back pretty bad. I fell down some stairs, and my buddy told me, why don't you just crush it up and snort it and get it 10 times faster? So I did that, and I got in the habit of liking that. And plus, you know, I have L4 and L5 discs.
No, forget, we all have that, Joe. The fact is, you are this is a profound opiate addiction now you're into.
Well, what do you want to know from us, then? You got back pain, so you're taking pain medication. So, sounds great. So, what do you want?
Well, I'm getting a little bit tired of it, and I'm just thinking, if I quit, am I going to go into seizures? Or
No seizure, but you're going to have horrible, horrible withdrawal. And you won't make it. You won't be able to do it outside of a hospital, outside of a structured environment.
What about tapering down gradually?
You won't do that either. You need
Why
to get
not?
This, because people just don't do it. I've tried it 1,000 times, and it just never works.
Yourself?
No, not myself, but just supervising people, and even highly motivated people just don't make it. You've got to go into a program, Joe. That is your only solution. There is no simple. If you want to go on methadone and stay on methadone the rest of your life, there's always that option as well. But
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Well, you've been taking pain medication for 11 years?
Yeah.
Hmm.
How do you get it?
Pain specialist, doctor.
No, you need to get off this stuff.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Are you able to work?
Yeah. I work 70 hours a week, in fact.
What do you do?
So, I'm a nursing assistant at a rest home, work with old people.
Nice.
That you're not allowed to take care of people on opiates, you know?
Well, they're old, but they know.
Actually, you know, I function just as normally as, you know.
I know that. I understand that's your perception, but the fact is, what, you know, doctors, surgeons, dentists are not, you're not allowed to do that as a caretaker. You can't, it's an impairment.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
No, dude. Not ashamed.
Dude, he can maintain.
Ooh, he smokes pot, too.
Right. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I can tell. A lot of pot.
World's worst nurse. Nurse Joe.
Hey, well, I have something to say, Adam.
Yeah.
I just like to say, you're a dick to a lot of people on the air.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that.
All right.
Yeah, Joe, I can tell that stuff's not affecting you one bit.
No.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell.
Is that going to screw up my nose pretty? What do you think?
It'd be nice.
I've
not seen real problems with that. I've seen plenty of people snorting opiates. And.
It sounds like a great nurse, though.
Oh, yeah.
Nurse Joe. Hey. Well, yeah, I'm a dick. But that's all right. It takes all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, Drew?
Yeah.
I think this show is complete crap. I think you guys are pigs, and you need to get the hell off the air.
And let me say this, too.
Thanks for saving that one, Anderson.
Oh, yeah, Anderson doesn't say anything that's
positive.
Funny.
He won't funny, say yeah. it,
but if it's abusive. Let me say this, Drew. Yeah. I can be a dick because I'm a good person.
I see.
See what I'm saying?
You take umbrage in being good. You're allowed to be a dick because you're good.
TV is full of show business is full of horrible people that act saccharine sweet.
Wasn't that the defense
like Rosie.
Of the serial killer? What's his name?
Dahmer.
No, the other one, the one that was his
Bundy?
Own attorney. Bundy. That was his defense.
What was his defense?
I'm a good person. I'm smart. You should like me.
Oh really?
Yeah. That's basically.
So be it. I'm going to get him to Drew. Get him on the phone.
Yeah.
I want him to defend me. Gary.
Hey.
You're 21.
Yeah,
I'm telling you that Ted Bundy, when he defended himself against all those serial murders, probably more effective than most attorneys I've ever spoken to about anything. All I've ever had is them telling me things that I thought were very reasonable were impossible. That's all an attorney's ever told me, impossible. And I'm like, really? It makes so much sense to me. No, impossible. I think Ted Bundy was a better attorney.
I think that's what you hate about contracts and stuff, is that the obligation to plan a contract that the attorney tells you is there, you don't want to hear. Seriously.
Well,
that's what you're telling me about the lease. That's a...
All right, shut up. Don't make me get into the specifics of our horrible...
No. I'm talking about the lease.
Illegal contract
the lease.
With our manager. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I have a problem with my girlfriend. I love her
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I love boobs. But
a lot.
Yeah.
Nice.
But the thing is, every time like I make out with her, like I get this weird taste in my mouth.
Yeah, she may be putting out milk.
No. we've paid a lot of attention, try to figure out what it is. And she can tell, too, once I get it in my mouth. Like, the minute she'll be like, did you get the taste? I'm like, yeah, I did, too. And it's, like, the nastiest.
She can tell. Well, she
means she gets a taste in her mouth simultaneously?
No, no. She just can tell because he puts a puss on. Oh, because you kiss her?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, you know, if I get closer, she'll be like, oh, did you get the taste? I'm like, yeah, I just did.
Do you transfer the taste into her mouth when you kiss her?
Yeah.
The taste comes from her nipple, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's milk.
That's
it's
something.
A discharge. It's a discharge.
Well, he thinks of milk as, you know, white, creamy.
No, 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 no. That's not what human stuff looks like.
What does that human stuff look like? It's don't gross me out.
It can be different colors. Oh, it's clear
gross.
Mostly.
Oh, it's like non-fat. Is it bluish?
Can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gary.
It doesn't look like anything. I mean,
well, if anything comes out, that's what probably what it is.
All right, but it wouldn't be bitter, the milk, would it?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Could.
It tastes funny.
What's she have to do?
She has to get an endocrine checkup with a doctor, make sure it's not some prolactin tumor or pregnancy test, these things that can cause progesterone production. Some people, it's just the stimulation of the breast, which it may be the case in Gary's girlfriend.
All right, we'll be back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's hop to the phones and speak to Jenny, who's 21. Jenny?
Hi.
What's up?
Well, first of all, thank you guys for your show. It's awesome. And you're a dick, but you're a charming dick, so you
see?
Totally, it's good. It's
That's
funny.
What I tell everybody.
It's good on you.
Thanks.
my question,
you wear it well.
If we possibly have time. But my first question is, I'm wondering if I'm like a stunted or like quasi-bisexual because I'm first and foremost attracted to girls. I love women. You know, I totally love it. And, like, I'll go down on a girl. I had this girlfriend that I would go down on, and I really enjoyed, like, being with her, but I didn't like her to go down on me.
Mm.
And it wasn't that, and I'll let guys go down on me, though.
They will.
So, but I don't I don't know what it was. Like, I could never really get off with her.
Hmm.
And so
Well, hold on. I mean, you could never really get off with somebody. Drew, you got a fart or you got a question or you have to go to the bathroom? What are you doing?
I think if I were to put my money down, I'd say peer genital contact, age 6 to 10, in that range there. And sort of freaked out a little bit about that with other girls doing this. It's sort of a girl did it.
She doesn't sound like a little girl, though.
No, she's not arrested, but she that thing got her.
Anything like that happen, Jenny?
No. Well, I had like an abusive childhood, but...
Ooh.
What happened?
Oh, my dad. I'm Asian, and I have the stereotypical, like, imperialistic, my little brother is whatever, but, you know, I got beaten as a kid.
Mm.
I don't talk to my dad.
Your
but,
dad beat you?
Yeah.
Did you ever get any kind of, any sort of experimentation with people your own age, girls particularly, when you were young, real young?
No, not really.
Not really?
No, not that I can remember. I just remember this being a recent thing because... I've always been attracted to girls, but there's never been a girl where I was like, oh my God, I want to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I met this girl and, but whenever I've had a girl that was a best friend, I've always been really like against their boyfriends. Well, they were usually scum.
All right.
Whatever.
Well, listen,
all guys are scum to her. Yeah.
Okay. So listen, you don't mind the girl going down on you.
I don't mind it, but it doesn't get me off.
Right, but you'd prefer to go down on her.
Yeah.
Also, is there a part... My thought was, is if you enjoyed her going down on you, that would sort of officially make you a lesbian?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Is there any thoughts of that?
Well, I didn't... It was... I just didn't really... It was kind of like not... It was kind of like...
She doesn't carry a card, not card carrying.
Cake, I don't want it, you know?
Okay.
When you're with guys, do you need any fetish or S&M or anything?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, see, she's her wiring's all.
Yeah. Well, so
how do I get reprogrammed then? Because I'm sure. I mean, yeah, you know, I like the spanking and I like being like dominated and all that.
All right, because your dad beat on you. That's it, Yeah. What did that mean, by the way? Did that mean anything?
I don't know. That just sounded like a sound. It sounded like a karate movie.
I'm sure it meant something. I'm sure it meant something very profound in Japanese. Okay, so here's the. Here's the thing, a little therapy. Do they have therapists for Asians, Drew?
Oh, of course.
You never see that.
Are you in college?
I'm in community college.
No. Oh, no, but you're Asian. That's okay. I've declared it okay for Asians.
Yes, I'm taking art and business because, you know, I'm Asian.
You people are smart. I don't worry about you people. Okay, therapy would be nice because your dad abused you
and
traumatized
you. Yeah, kind of sort out some of these feelings, and may not be able to change the fetish and the need for high arousal in your sexual experiences, but you may sort of sync up with some of these experiences a little bit more and be able to experience yourself more genuinely in relationships and open yourself to intimate contact with really that kind of is what you're talking about with the girlfriends.
Yeah.
Maybe end up being lesbian, maybe not, I don't know.
Here's the deal, everybody. If you come from a less than perfect background, especially if you're like a lot of our callers and listeners who were horribly abused, physically, sexually abused, when you're 18, 19, somewhere between like 18 through 25, you're going to be spinning like a dreidel.
Mm.
And you pretty much string a bad relationships, maybe pick up some diseases, some unwanted pregnancies, substance abuse, fired from jobs, all that kind of stuff. Your job in that like 5 to 8 year range is to get stable so you can then be a decent adult, be a decent father, mother, have relationships, have a life, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing anything between 18 and 25 in life. Somebody needs to explain that to people. And if you're screwed up, you should spend that time unscrewing yourself.
Well, talk about getting some structure, going to school, trying to improve yourself, that kind of thing.
Yeah, all that stuff.
That's really what you're supposed to be doing.
Well, that's what you're supposed to be doing, but if you're like a lot of our callers, you need more than that.
Yeah.
I mean, you need some counseling, too, and a little soul-searching and that kind of stuff. A lot of long walks, listening to Yanni. You know what I mean? And then you can go on and have a normal life. Thank you. Jessica?
Hey, what's up? Is it my turn this time?
You're 18.
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I don't know how to deal with this problem. I have a long-distance relationship with my girlfriend, whom we've been going out for like 5 months. A
lot of lesbos tonight.
Lesbian night. You're lesbian.
We know.
Wait, it's the pride thing, like what, this weekend in San Francisco?
You're lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's gay pride?
Yeah, this San Francisco.
We had the gay pride parade out here, I think, last weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Not really looking forward
didn't
to it.
I didn't hear about it. It wasn't much made of it this year.
A lot of pride, a lot of unity, a lot of civic responsibility, a lot of guys and chaps being tugged by their partners with nipple chains.
Guys, gee, yeah. I was hoping for the hot chicks on the bike.
Yeah, they don't really have enough of those. Just guys acting out.
You guys are coming to San Francisco.
You're a lesbian.
Guys in their 40s acting out. It's great. All right.
Well, yeah. The thing is, I've been going out with my girlfriend for about 5 months. And in the beginning, she was open with me, and she told me her father used to molest her, like, from age 12 to 15, where her parents divorced or something.
Uh-huh.
And since then, they have no contact. He says he doesn't.
Oh, hold on a second.
I'm guessing that's why she's with me.
No. Hold on a second here. We heard something else.
I heard the smoke detector battery.
Hold on a second. Just be quiet for a moment. How much time we got?
We're going on about 25 seconds.
All right. Just quiet. Just Jessica, quiet for a second.
Usually goes about every 35, 40.
Hold on.
How's Kickstra?
How's what?
Kicks.
Kicks, good.
Okay.
What's going on with that? Wait a minute.
Where's that smoke detector? Do you have a smoke detector?
I took the battery out because we were cooking this.
There it is. It just went again. How long was that?
It was about 50 seconds.
Right. Oh, wait. There's one right there.
Yeah, okay. What do you know? It's making noise, and we hear it, and you don't. How could that be, huh?
How many times have I said we had the world's dumbest callers? It's like, oh, smoke detector? No, I took the battery. Teak. Really? How high or stupid do you have to be? We're listening. We're on a phone 1,000 miles away. Oh, yes. All right.
It's almost time to listen to it again. Come on. We got to prove it. We got to hear loud.
About 50 seconds.
Yeah,
right?
we're at about 40 here right now.
40 right now.
Jessica?
Jessica, time.
Quiet for 1 second here, okay?
What are we doing this time? Listening for the smoke detector?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Are you by it?
No, I'm just sitting in the same place. I'm at our friend's house.
Okay.
That's it.
56.
That's okay. 56 seconds. All right, keep a timer.
So this actually isn't your responsibility. This is your friend's bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Her bedroom.
What was that?
But Jessica was explaining that at her own home, she took the battery out. And by the way,
you didn't change the battery. Pulled it out.
I'm all for it, because this is our last shot at Darwinism in this country.
Yeah.
It really is. I pulled the battery out, or I hit the thing with the mop, and the whole family goes up in flames 2 weeks later. And I hate to say, Drew, but that's just that's Darwinism. That's what we used to call Darwinism.
Huh? No, yeah, we'll call it evolution.
Evolution. Evolution. So, anyway, Jessica, and is your girlfriend there?
No, she's not. She's about 200 miles away.
Whose room is this you're in?
This is a high school friend.
Hold on 1 second. Wait a minute.
My mistake.
We missed it.
You missed the beep.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I hit the thing on the second it went.
Darn.
And where is she right now, your high school friend?
She is downstairs, I believe. I don't know. I asked her if I can be alone in the room.
I see. Okay.
All right. Do you realize that an iguana could probably not sleep in a room that had a smoke detector that went off every 55 seconds?
That seemed a little quicker that time.
That was quick. All right, so, Jessica, sorry for obsessing
no
on it.
Fascination with the detector.
Yeah, so you got a girlfriend. Yeah, she's been molested. She's a lesbian. She's crazy.
What's the question?
She's not crazy.
Yeah, well, she is. She's troubled.
She's chaotic.
Well, anyways. The thing is, in the beginning, she tells me that the reason she's not with guys is because she has flashbacks of her dad molesting her.
That's right. Fair enough, okay.
Yeah. So we're together, and I think out of the 5 months that we've been together for like a month actually in person. And the sex is great. Up until 2 weeks ago, she tells me she wants to cut off no sexual things. I'm just like, great. And she goes, like after we make love, she has flashbacks.
All right. Well, she's a very seriously disturbed person who needs help. This is post-traumatic stress disorder from serious trauma.
Yes. She's,
how would we relieve the stress?
About 8 years, yeah, maybe 14 years
she
of
needs
therapy.
Some real serious work.
Constant therapy.
Therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get her in with someone who's used to dealing with trauma survivorship.
Oh.
Read my book, Cracked, coming out in August, where it's all about this. That's what I wrote about.
Really?
Yeah. Dealing with trauma survivors.
Read my pamphlet, How to Change a Goddamn 9-Volt Battery. That drives me insane, Drew.
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine. Drew, really, where? I have this sort of attention deficit problem or this hypervigilance or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
The notion that you... Wait a minute.
You guys missed a beep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anna's trying to hit her.
Second
right.
Late again. The notion that you could sleep in a room, as many of our callers do, with this thing chirping between every 35 and 50 seconds for weeks. If I was in a coma, Drew, if I was just in a full... This how. By the way,
if something
happens to me, I get in a car accident or something, I go into a coma, put one of these things in with the low battery. I guarantee... Day number three, I stand up, I grab a mop, I bust it, I lie back down, I go back into the coma. That's what I do.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right? It boggles my mind. And I always like the part where they're not sure what we're talking about either.
Yeah.
They go, smoke detector, it's going off above your head, huh?
But how weird is that we hear it 1,000 miles away across a crappy extended phone line?
They usually argue with us too, huh? No.
What are you talking
but
about?
But it was funny. We got some insight to Jessica, too, because she pulled her battery out at home. Kathy?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much.
I just realized that these things are going to have to be hardwired. The ones where you put the 9-volt in, unless it's some sort of Millennium Crystal, some sort of thing that powered the Star Trek mobile, it's no good. If you have to change it once every 3 years, it's impossible. Go ahead, Kathy.
Okay, before I ask my question, I just have to say I love Adam.
Yeah.
I love you, Adam. I've got to find a guy just like you.
Oh, boy.
Why?
Thanks, baby doll. What's up?
My question is, I was just put on prescribed lithium today. I dropped that off at the pharmacy. They didn't have any. So
hear that pressured speech? You get
yep.
that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My question is, they gave me an option of another drug. They said Wellbutrin wasn't going to work for me. So
no.
Doing the lithium and the
Wellbutrin will speed you up even more.
Yeah, and I'm already just...
Yes, we can hear it.
Anyways, the doctor said he could put me on Depakote, but then he said there was a side effect of weight gain.
Yeah.
And I've had a history of eating disorders, so I flat out told him, and he knows that too. I've actually been hospitalized for it years ago.
Well, there are multiple choices. There's sort of the beginning place is Depakote and sometimes lithium. And then there's a number of, I have Topamax now and...
Right, and I told him, I told him exactly why I didn't want to go on the Depakote. I said, listen, we're going to have problems. I'm going to end up starting the drug the first time I gain weight. I'm going to start throwing my food up again, and then I'm going to quit taking the drug, and then we're going to be back to square one, and it's going to be even worse.
That's right, and so we sometimes start people on lithium to prevent some of that stuff.
So, and it is okay to go ahead and take the lithium then? Because I've just heard so many different stories about it that...
What have you heard?
I don't know. I mean, I guess... You know, even when I was in outpatient or doing inpatient for the eating disorder, there was a girl that was on lithium, and I always thought she was crazy because she took lithium.
Boy, baby.
But I'm just. Hey. No, that's a pot calling the kettle black.
You got to take a chill pill.
Well, that's lithium.
Forget about the lithium.
That's her chill pill.
Oh, I see.
You might want to. I had some really good results recently with Trileptal. Chill pill. You might want to talk to your doctor about Trileptal. Ask about that, okay?
Trileptal.
But lithium is great. It's fine. Sometimes there can be some transient kidney dysfunction, and it can be pretty serious. You got to get your kidneys checked in a few days.
That's what I was concerned about, because I do take Avonex, too, because I have multiple sclerosis.
Wow.
And they have to check my liver. They check everything on a regular basis, like every 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an interferon beta 1A.
Yeah.
What do you do, Kathy?
I'm an assistant manager of a lingerie store.
Really? With the MS, huh?
Yeah, I refuse to go get on disability. I'm not crippled or anything.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know she has it, probably.
I wouldn't know it?
No, you would never know.
Nice.
I mean, I have symptoms, you just don't see them. Mm-hmm.
What kind of guys you get in that lingerie store? Mostly guys or girls?
Trouble.
The guys are trouble. You know, I around Valentine's Day, I went and bought my wife some stuff at a Victoria's Secret. And it's weird to be a guy and actually purchase things.
Yeah.
The girls that work in there are just into this. It's like
really?
They're basking.
I don't think I could handle that.
You got to go do it. It's a weird, unsettling experience.
No, I know.
Yeah, and I do not work for Victoria's Secret.
Oh, I'm
but what do you guys sell? You sell same kind of stuff, or do you guys get a little naughtier?
A little racier. We're a national chain.
Uh-huh. What's moving right now?
That was one of my cats jumping in his cradle.
No.
I mean, product-wise. My hearing's not that good. Heard the cat roll over in the pillow.
Right now, it's all the brides coming in wanting corsets to pin under their dresses so they can suck everything in.
Oh, they want corsets?
Yeah.
Oh, corsets are back.
Wow.
That's nice.
Weird.
Yeah, and of course, the crotchless panties for the honeymoon night.
Of course. Yes, of course.
Yeah. Right.
Crotchless panties.
Meaningless. Why?
Ick. Guys,
why?
Just lose it.
Why?
I don't know why.
Those? But why have those?
No, I look.
Panties on or off?
They're on, they're off.
Well, no, it's both on and off.
Yeah, it's nice to see a woman in a sexy pair of panties, and then it's nice to watch her peel them off. But to have them sort of stay on while you're going to work, it's like you might as well just have her put a vest on and while you're nailing her, too. But it was like an orange Caltrans vest on when I have sex with her. No, I'm not into that. The other thing I don't understand.
Cone zone.
I don't understand the edible stuff, like edible panties.
Yeah, why? Another one, why?
Like, you've got something that tastes like the world's... It's a combination between fruit roll-up and ass.
and licorice.
You're going to nosh down on this while you're trying to keep a boner? No.
Yep.
Drew, what do you mean, and licorice?
They look like they're licorice, kind of.
Nah, I think the fruit roll-up.
The red licorice.
Fruit roll-up.
Okay, got it.
That's what I'm saying.
Got it.
That's why everyone thinks I'm a dick. All right, you ready to go?
Yeah.
What were we talking to her about?
Lithium, whether or not it's right choice. Lithium's fine. Make sure you're monitored carefully. The Avonex won't make a big difference with it that I'm aware of. Depakote's really considered the first line with bipolarity, which is why you're hypomanic. That's why you're all sped up.
Yeah.
And I would write down, Kathy, Trileptal, T-R-I-L-E-P-T-A. A lot of psychiatrists think that's a good one right now for bipolar.
All right. And chill pill. Misty?
Yes.
You're 23?
Chill pill.
What's up?
Okay, 6 months ago, I had my first child, and me and my fiance, I just don't get horny very much.
That really happens a lot after having a child, particularly that first year.
You got to take a chill pill.
Actually, going on the birth control pill sometimes turns it back on.
Yeah,
chill pill.
Ortho-tricycline.
And that's the one that usually works, but for some women, that one doesn't. So you have to go back to your doctor and see if there's something else they can try.
Okay.
And maybe shutting you down, too. I mean, did you go on it to try to get your libido back?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if it's not working, it's not working. You should be aware pretty quickly. Are you on any other medication?
I'm on Prozac because I had baby blues pretty bad.
Well, but that's why you have no libido. Prozac will shut you down completely.
Okay.
In fact, Prozac makes sex seem like weird. Like, why do people do that? Like, ooh, what?
Yeah, it's kind of like blah.
Like living in Utah.
Yeah, so it's the Prozac. And now don't immediately stop your Prozac because, obviously, as you've said, the baby blues, postpartum depression, can be very, very serious. But you might want to talk to your doctor about an antidepressant that doesn't screw up your libido, like Cerazone or Wellbutrin or Remeron. Okay? Chill pill.
You're calling from Palm Springs.
Yeah.
It's going to be getting up getting up about 122 degrees there in the next 4 or 5 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Don't you want to kill yourself? But what do you do? What do you do for the summer in Palm Springs? Just sit
stay
in a tub
inside.
Full of ice with a fan blowing on you?
You pretty much sit under an air conditioner.
I would kill myself.
It's pretty awful.
All right, baby doll.
Good times.
You know, it's a horrible combination, Drew, which I had going for many years of my life. Poor and hot.
Yeah.
That's bad. Because there's certain things. Poor and everything sucks.
Poor and cold. You never had to deal with that.
Poor and cold's bad, but I'll tell you what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Poor and hot, I think. I'm sure poor and everything sucks, but poor and Luke sucks. But poor and hot sucks because you never have. You don't have a place to park your car. That's the first thing. You live in crappy apartments. You park on the street.
So you're walking in the heat. And your
car's, not the worry. The car's always baking.
Oven, yeah.
The car's always an oven.
Yeah.
You don't work at any place that has covered parking, a parking structure, garages, anything like that. Your car's always. So it's always. The car's 135 degrees when it should have been sitting out in the valley all day long where you're at work kind of thing or in the morning or whatever. And then the car's missing the air conditioning. Then it becomes brutal. Now you want to kill yourself. And then you live in places that don't have air conditioning, and you have jobs where you're sort of there's no air conditioning.
In your case,
involved.
You live with multiple people in a room facing the sun.
On the sun.
Yeah, on the surface of the sun. It's good.
Yes, yes. Facing the west, upstairs, no air conditioning, multiple people.
Oh, yeah.
And me just with bullets dripping down my forehead all summer long, climbing into my hot car.
Chill pill.
Sleeping on a futon with the one guy I know who never gets hot, which made me want to kill him. The only thing worse than being hot is being next to someone who's going, nah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And you're going, aren't you burning up? This is miserable. And they're going, nah, I don't mind that.
These feral children.
That you just
that.
You go up 10 degrees.
Yeah.
Now I'm hot and I'm angry now. I'm agitated. My buddy Don will never get hot. Well, he's walking around.
How do you stay your friend?
It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
Summers were difficult. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to speak to Meredith, just because her name's Meredith. After this. Everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LV-191. All right, Drew, what do you say? Ready to rock?
Let's rock. Move through some calls here.
Meredith?
Hey, what's up?
You're 18.
Yes, I am.
What's going on?
Not much. I don't know. I got my nipples pierced.
All righty.
And? How was that?
What?
How was that?
Oh, it hurt.
Yeah.
But it didn't hurt for long. It just hurt for a little bit.
And your question is?
My question is, okay, now that I have them done, I'm more confident about myself,
Why?
Sure.
Why would why does that create confidence?
Because it gives bikers hard-ons.
I don't know. I like it. I don't know.
Why does it create confidence, though?
I don't know. I've just been wanting to have it done for a while.
I understand. You like it. You wanted to do it. Why does it make you confident?
She's got holes in her nipples. Of course, it would give any woman more confidence.
Oh, of course. You're right.
I mean, Drew.
Forgive me.
Let me paint a scenario. Fat woman covered in festering boils and with a hooked nose and missing teeth and an eye missing.
Yeah.
But then she turns around and you spot those nipple piercings.
All the rest of it fades.
Am I right? I mean, you're on that in a big way.
No. Not.
Okay. Okay, so.
No, they're small. I just wanted some, not really, really small, just, they're okay size. I just want something to spice it up, I guess.
And why does that give you confidence? Think for 1 second, just before you answer and tell me you like it, why would that make you confident in yourself? Okay.
I don't know.
All right, I don't know is an acceptable answer. That's fine. Okay.
I'm sorry.
What's your question?
My question is, now that, I guess I've been showing them off a lot, I guess people would ask, ooh, you got your nipples pierced, because they hear from, one of my friends, be like, oh, guess what she did, and they'd be like, oh, let me see, and so I just show them, but then now that, I've been seeing this guy, and then, we're making out and stuff,
I don't feel like my boobs are very sexual anymore. And they used to be, like, you know, I used to only show them to the people I was pretty intimate with. And now that I have them pierced, they're not.
Now they're public display.
Interesting.
They're not special anymore, huh?
All right. Well, that's interesting.
Do you think they've been desensitized by the rings?
No. They still feel real good. They feel even better.
Yeah.
But
all right.
So they're no longer special. They belong to the world.
Well, this is an interesting point that we have never really discussed, but I could imagine it happening for strippers and certain kinds of nude models and that kind of stuff, too, which is your body becomes, you know, at a certain point in your life, well, three people have seen my boobs outside of my doctor and my stepbrother. That's a weird story, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you start showing them to everybody, and now it doesn't have its significance anymore.
Yeah.
Now you don't feel so special anymore.
Yeah.
You know, women with their sort of delicate psyche, they can't enjoy themselves sexually anymore because this has become public domain.
Mm, could be.
All right.
Interesting.
Oh, who cares? All right, that was lame.
No, it was interesting.
Yeah, it was retarded. Jen?
Yes?
All right, so her answer, Meredith, our answer for Meredith, stop showing your boobs.
There you go. That's it.
Okay. Go ahead, Jen. You're 20.
Oh, hi. I'm not sure if
Are you taking a shower or bath, Diana?
I'm taking a bath.
Sweet. Hold on. Are you nude?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you looking like?
I'm looking pretty wet. Oh, God.
Yeah. But wet good or wet bad?
Well, like I'm taking a bath.
Taking a bath. Yeah. Now, what would you look like if you were dry?
Dry.
Right. Yeah.
I'm engaged.
I see.
You can't talk to her that way, Adam. She's engaged.
Are you attractive?
Yes.
How dare you?
That's what I'm getting at. What size? What's your cup size?
C.
Nice.
Okay.
And what's your weight?
140.
140. Height?
5'4".
Hold on. Let me talk to her. There's radio math here. 5'4"?
140.
140.
Preparing for a wedding, though.
Trying to lose weight for the wedding.
Yeah, right.
I get 5'2" and 13/16", 149.
Okay.
All righty. I'm sorry, Jen. Go ahead. Do a little radio math.
Mm-hmm. Just thinking about the Holocaust, right?
Yeah. All right, so you got a wedding coming up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
July 31st of next summer.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited.
Are you trying to lose weight?
No, I'm not. No. I just I'm toning up.
You're toning up.
I had a baby. I have a 3-year-old. She just turned 3 yesterday.
Wow.
I know. All right.
So. I am not sure if I've ever had an orgasm. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels really, really good, but it doesn't last long at all.
Yeah, that's probably not an orgasm.
What?
How about a tub? How about the tub orgasm? You ever do the water?
It doesn't work for me at all.
Yeah, you sure you don't want to try?
Yeah? I have tried. It doesn't work.
Yeah? Prove it.
The water doesn't really feel good.
Prove it doesn't feel good. Yeah. Hey, if you can do anything cool with the tub, we'll send you out a windbreaker.
Really?
Could you fart?
No.
Can you do anything?
I could splash.
Yeah, it doesn't seem as good as farting.
It's fun.
Can you take any oxygen into your private parts there and push it back out or something?
No.
It's underwater.
I don't know. And she can get up.
Water in and push it out.
Can you do that?
No.
No.
It'd be fun if I did, though, huh?
It would be a great day, yeah. All right, so Drew.
Yeah.
She's never had an orgasm.
Right.
Well, I'm not sure. I thought I did. I mean, it felt really good. Like, I'd shake and everything.
Well, okay. Maybe
you're getting right there.
You're getting there.
Yeah.
Whatever. It felt good.
Where does it go?
It feels like I'm going to pee in, all this stuff, and, I hold it in, and, it just goes away.
That's probably what makes it go away.
You're holding it.
Yeah.
Well, I can't. I've tried to, because, I asked him. I was like, you know, do you care if I, and he actually said, we even... You know, put towels down and everything just in case, and I couldn't let it go. You know what I mean? I couldn't release it.
Yeah, well, you got to do that.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it.
Pee?
Might.
You might.
It's okay.
He doesn't care.
That's what I have to do to have an orgasm?
For right now.
But not necessarily. You may just feel like you have to. What you have to do to have an orgasm is sort of let yourself go.
And you may or may not pee.
Maybe you pee and maybe you don't.
Right.
Can you pee in the tub right now?
No, I don't have to go.
Yeah. You ever pee in the tub, Drew? It's kind of liberating.
Really? That's what I was about eight.
Eight?
I once heard that the definition of a moron would be somebody who gets out of the shower to pee and gets back in.
Yeah, I would never
do
that. Yeah, that is...
Who cares? It's the shower.
That's a very... My definition is someone who goes number one in the toilet. I have a loose definition of moron.
Except my wife gives me lectures about how the cat smells the urine in the shower drain and goes in there, sprays everything because of that.
Really?
Yeah.
With 70 gallons a minute pouring down on you? Your wife's high.
I just go ahead and pee.
Who is she, the crocodile hunter? She doesn't know anything about cat smells the drain.
She doesn't know about cats.
You know,
what?
My wife says the same things if I'm whizzing out the window. She says the gardener's pissed. I can't help it. I like to watch TV, drink a little red wine, and whiz out the window in the evenings. Why do I got to be schlepping all the way into the bathroom?
It's a that extra 12 feet. Jeez.
Oh, 12 feet. It's like 14 feet. I mean, I'm the king of my castle.
Did you let it be known?
I enjoy taking a whiz on my lawn every once in a while.
Leave your mark out there? Of course.
No,
it's the instinct.
Years and years and years of renting really makes me feel good. I even do the thing where I walk up my stairs and whiz while I'm walking.
Stairs are like out in the public area there.
Tough ass.
How do you get your wiener out of your pants?
I use my hands, you idiot.
But usually you're like carrying stuff up the stairs. Stairs are like...
Yeah, listen, I will walk and whiz.
Up those stairs?
Up my stairs, yes. Yes, and it leaves looks like a lowercase
spirograph.
L. Looks like an L. Yeah, it makes a spirograph. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Feeling good. I like that. Diana?
Yeah?
You're 24?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Not much. I have a question that I don't know if you guys are going to be able to answer, but I'm hoping that you can.
Mm. All right.
I've been drinking soy milk instead of regular milk for, I don't know, almost a year now because I'm an athlete and it just helps with keeping like mucus down and whatever. But now I'm reading
really?
That is BS.
What kind of athlete are you?
I really think that it does.
Yeah.
Running and cycling and climbing and mountaineering.
Why?
Why what?
What do you mean? Do it competitively?
Yeah, a little bit.
No, you don't.
For myself.
Yeah, that's not an athlete.
No, I'm not an athlete.
You work out a lot.
You like to exercise.
Yeah.
All right, so what? You hawk a loogie every once in a while.
What?
You hawk a loogie every once in a while.
And by the way,
when you're running.
And how does milk...
It interferes with your breathing and your rhythm. And
how does milk create mucus?
I don't know.
It doesn't. It can't do that. It's something you ingest. Now, it can change the viscosity of your saliva for a few minutes. But that's not creating mucus, really.
Okay. Yeah, but go ahead.
Well, here's my question. I'm reading now that soy milk actually contains plant hormones that can mimic estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to know if that will interfere with the birth control cycle. That's mostly progesterone.
I don't think soy milk.
No.
I never heard that soy milk's going to affect any of that.
Well, yeah, it actually has substantial amounts of what are called phytoestrogens. And there's a lot of research going on right now about alternative estrogen replacement therapies because all this sort of bad news is coming in about the standard hormonal replacement therapies we've been using for the last few years.
But you never see anybody say don't drink soy milk with your birth control, do you?
No, you don't.
Well, not yet.
No, you don't, because there's nothing to suggest that that's a problem. And the fact is, the reason you're on the progesterone-only pill is that you have problems with estrogen.
Yeah.
So if you have problems, you know, with the normal birth control pill, you might look for those same kinds of side effects from the soy milk.
One of these days, I'm going to do an experiment where all these crackpots, such as my mom, who attach all these feelings to their food.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, I'm riding a sugar rush right now, or I'm kind of an emotional low because I ate some red meat, so I've sort of bottomed out, you know. But what happens to me when I eat white flour, I initially get a rush, but then I bottom out, so I get sort of depressed. I get bummed out. You know, it's usually about 45 minutes to an hour after I eat the white flour.
What are you gonna do?
I'm going to do a test where we take all these nut jobs, we just blindfold them, we don't tell them what we're giving them, turn everything to paste. They don't know if they're getting soy milk or soy powder or soy curd.
They've actually done that. They've done that with their kids.
Yeah.
With the same people who project all that onto the kids.
All that sugar high
stuff. And they give kids random stuff, and the parents, I can tell exactly what they're getting when they're getting the sugar. Turns out when you scientifically studied that, they can't.
Turns out when you scientifically study anything, you never find any difference in anything out. You really give someone a placebo pill that ends up having the same effect as the pharmaceutical pill. Like, it really just turns out that if you decide something's going to make you tired while you're eating it, you will definitely get tired. And if you decide this pill's going to make you feel better, it will make you feel better. Not in every single case with every single disease, but way more often than anyone wants to admit.
Cheers to think, yeah.
That's right. All right, everybody. We're going to take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew coughing into the mic.
Sorry.
It's all right, buddy boy. Forget about that phone number. All right, you ready to rock here, Drew?
Let's go.
Let's go. Taylor?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. I'm kind of having a problem.
All righty.
I kind of started young with sex and everything, you know. I mean, I was 17 when I lost my virginity to rape.
17?
Yeah.
That's above average.
That's an old maid where we're from. But you lost it to rape?
Yeah, I did. It
that
was
sucks.
One of my best friends.
Oh, boy.
So,
rape,
but,
I just thought about this. It would be a horrible name for your son, Rape.
Yeah.
You know? I know a lot of the blacks are getting into crazy names, you know?
Yeah, so you change it to Race.
No.
No?
Yeah, you'd have to change it. Because if your name was Rape, it'd be a disaster. I'm sorry, who raped you, Taylor?
He was one of my best friends. His name was Travis.
Uh-huh. And one of your best friends?
Yeah.
You guys were best friends for a long period of time?
No, just like a few years. I mean, we were really good friends. I mean, we golfed together, and I mean, you know.
And did you ever like him?
Not like that. We were friends.
You're just friends, but he must
have
liked
you. This is another case in point. Guys do not have friends.
Yeah,
he's waiting for his time.
Yeah, yes. True.
Yep.
But that's not my problem. Is
well, but wait a second. Did you call the police?
Oh, yeah. Way over with.
You called the police.
Yeah.
You did.
Everything was taken care of. I mean, he sat in jail for a while. Everything was taken care of.
Really? And what happened? How did this happen? Were you guys camping?
We were hanging out.
Raping
at
a place.
In front of his house and, you know, partying, like, at 17, you know.
Oh, with the S word.
They're hanging out in front of his house, partying. I'm always curious because, and I know it sounds like we're just drudging up bad memories, but it gives us a lot of insight.
Yeah.
Taylor?
Yeah.
You can't cuss on the radio.
Okay, sorry.
Only I can do that.
Unacceptable.
So, you're just hanging out in front of his house, getting high or drinking, and he basically forced sex on you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you couldn't, you screamed and no one would help you?
No. Drunk, so.
You were young. Yeah.
Was this in his house?
In his friend's house.
In his friend's house. Okay. And then he called the cops and he went to jail.
Yeah.
That's great.
I told my mom and we pressed charges and yeah.
Good. Right. Healthy. I mean, except,
yeah,
you know,
declared healthy.
Yeah, it's horrible what he did to you, but you're a strong person.
Oh, yeah, I'm engaged now.
So. All right. Okay.
What's the question?
Yeah. Ever since then, I've really had problems with sex. Really.
Ever since then?
Yeah, I know the female is supposed to have quite a few G-spots, correct?
No.
Not really.
No. Some very few women do have that.
None I've ever met.
Yeah. That's kind of unusual.
Well, I know that there is one outside. I know that.
Yeah, that's where your clitoris is. That's where women, that's the equivalent in the female of the penis in the male.
Well, I understand that, but it kind of hurts when my fiancé, you know,
gives you oral
on me.
Does oral sex on you.
Is he gentle?
It's just painful, and I cannot get off the sex. I have never been able to get off the sex, ever. And is that a problem?
Do you get off to something else? You mean intercourse?
Intercourse. I cannot get off the intercourse.
Yeah, that's.
And
but you can't get off the oral sex either, can you?
Barely.
Okay, well, you're not going to have an orgasm during intercourse. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I have probably, over the time I have been having sex since I was 17, I've probably had about 4 orgasms, and that's it.
During oral sex?
During anything.
Yeah, but you're not going to have them during intercourse.
No.
No,
I
Taylor, you're never going to. That's most women don't. Okay, most women do not.
Okay.
Okay, you're just like you're a normal woman. You don't have an orgasm during intercourse. You'll have it with direct stimulation with oral sex.
Okay.
But that, you're saying, is also kind of a problem for you. And he's not. Maybe your boyfriend isn't so good at that, or you can't communicate to him what you need, right?
Well, what's up, Taylor?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to, like, fake it for the rest of my life. It's terrible.
That wasn't what he asked.
Yeah, it seems like you got some energy here.
That the rape maybe was a rekindling of something that happened earlier. Maybe that's why it was.
Being raped by a friend at 17 is a bad thing, but it's by 17, the ink on your brain is sort of dried, and it shouldn't be enough to really F you up for the rest
sex.
Of your life. Yeah. Was there anything before then? Are your parents very religious?
No, not really. My father's dead.
What happened when he died?
He died of an aneurysm when I was 10.
Did you have to witness that?
When I was 10, yes, I did. I watched him bleed, and
You watched him bleed? Where was the aneurysm?
He was hooked up to a machine. He fell on the floor and hit his head, and it, like, busted his head open when he was having the aneurysm.
Yeah. All right, well, that's pretty traumatic, losing your dad at 10.
Someone's missing. That story's not right either.
Why?
The aneurysms are deep inside the brain. You don't see anything.
Well, he whacked his head.
We had hardwood floors in our house.
Was he an alcoholic?
They had hardwood. Sure, they had hardwood.
Was he an alcoholic?
Yeah. Oak or maple?
No, not an alcoholic. He was just a wonderful guy. In fact, I was daddy's girl, and it really hurt me when he died, so.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So that's a bigger, maybe, piece of this.
All right. Something going on with Taylor. Not a ton.
No.
But dad dying when you're 10 and then you get raped by your best friend when you're 17.
Yeah.
It's enough to put a little hitch in your giddy up.
Yeah.
Can have an orgasm through the oral sex.
But has difficulty.
And she's wound a little bit tight.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to loosen up a little.
And the boyfriend needs to be very talented.
Yes.
He needs to be responsive.
Yeah, I could work with the boy. Perhaps he should attend my oral sex summer camp.
Seminar, just the seminar.
He's going to need more than that.
Full camp?
A few weeks of canoeing, archery, and cleaning cave.
Okay, good.
No. All right, where are we, Drew?
Let's keep going.
All right. Alex?
Hello?
You're 22?
Yeah, I'm 22.
What's up?
Hey, Dr. Drew, I saw you on O'Reilly's show today on Fox.
Yeah?
And I thought he was very expressive of his own views. And
well, that's his thing. That's your job when you go on his show, to make sure that he looks good.
Yeah, he's pretty sensational.
Yeah.
And I just realized that I don't think I really got to hear your views on the topic.
Yeah, there were a couple things I tried to say that got completely sort of stepped over. One was that I didn't understand why this one topic, namely sex, was the one that we think that if we talk to kids about, it's going to cause them to engage in that behavior. We can talk about drugs, talk about driving fast, but don't talk about sex because that will make them do that. Talk about driving fast, you know. Yeah.
It is a good point. I mean, all they ever say to you is, you know, talk to your kids about smoking, talk to your kids about drunk driving, talk to your kids about college, talk to your kids about everything.
But
somehow when you talk to them about sex, they're going to start dry humping your leg halfway into it.
Immediately. But I said that, and he jumped over that and said, okay. Point well taken. Now let me go at something else. I also think it's interesting that this study showed that giving kids condoms clearly did not make them have sexual activity. So that whole argument that people make was well shot down by this study. But he didn't want to talk about that either, which is what I wanted to talk about. He wanted to talk about should schools be passing out condoms. And I'm not totally clear that they should. I'm not totally
really?
Clear. I'm clear they should be educating you. I'm clear they should be telling you where to get condoms, how to use condoms, where condoms are, making them easily available to you. But actually handing them out, it's such a diverse world we live in. It's just going to be crazy trying to make everybody happy with
was
that.
Was there a panel on this show?
No, just me and him.
Jesus, you two alone and still turning.
Yeah, would you ever do that show again?
Yeah, no, I actually enjoy it very much because he's a very, very smart guy, and he listens to what you're saying. He goes off on his tangents, but he really is a capable guy. He really is interesting to talk to.
TV is a second. TV is just every third show should just be called Cluster F.
No.
I was just watching Round the Horn with a guy named Max Kellerman, as a boxing analyst who I enjoy a lot. And basically, it's one guy and five blowhard sports journalists, and it's a bunch of guys that are in their 40s and 50s with strong opinions about nothing, all talking simultaneously. And I just realized I just did the Jim Rome is Burning show last week for the second time in maybe a month and a half. All TV just turns into one big, just fire it up, and everyone starts screaming simultaneously. Yeah. It's almost apologizing. It's like, we don't really have the talent. We don't really have the opinions. We don't have the topic. So let's all get a bunch of blowhards in here to yell at each other.
You know who doesn't do that is Charlie Rose. He believes the conversation should be just conversation. And I think O'Reilly does, too. He has his own sort of thing with it, his own shtick with
it. Yeah, there can be a conversation, but I'm just getting tired of this.
Yeah, I'm with you. The yelling.
Crazy simultaneous screaming, and I can't believe it's good TV either, is it?
No.
All right, thanks. Were we talking to Daniel?
Mm.
We're talking to Alex?
Yeah.
What's his question?
Alex?
Yeah.
Do I think kids should be getting condoms at school?
Yeah. Do you?
No.
No. You don't think they should, or you don't think it's the school's job to hand them out?
I don't think that's the school's place. I think the school's about educating and not about providing. You know what I mean?
Where should kids get condoms?
At the grocery store.
Go down to Koreatown like you did?
Go to Koreatown like I did, or go to Planned Parenthood. There are many, many, many ways.
Really?
The school should make the information available to them. I'm not sure providing the tools is right.
Shouldn't they make it available like in the nurse's office for kids that need it?
I don't object to it, but I'm not so sure it should be public policy. It gets so political and so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and parents should have some rights in that regard.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's racist. That's clearly racist.
Of course.
We'll be back.
Well, there you go. Another show. Deep, deep, deep in the ground. What night is it, Drew?
It's Tuesday. Wednesday, and then we got Mark Valley from Keen Eddie coming in early next week. We got Alana Ubach, from Legally Blonde 2.
Oh yeah, we had him in. We had the Legally Blonde her in. I think she was in last time. Yeah, Legally Blonde. Sharon and Ozzy are coming in here next week too, I believe.
Yep.
So it's always a good time with those two.
Yeah.
She'll translate for him.
Yeah.
So. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
What are we doing this time? Looking for the smoke detector?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.